This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogle from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts, Frank Wasilewski from Access, and David Haas from Miracle Method. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Congratulations to the Northwestern football team. We're going to light this candle. Elwood, buddy, how many miles in Chicago? Congratulations to the Northwestern Wildcat football team for making yourselves bowl eligible with a win today. I want to thank Brady Denenberg, who was the kicker, the young man on the Minnesota Gophers that missed the field goal at the end of the show, so we didn't have to go in overtime and start later. Feel sorry for him. But kind of selfishly, I'm happy. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Even more good news, next week's game's under the lights down in Champaign, so we are back to our regularly scheduled programming. Let's go around the horn here. We're going to kind of got a little disjointed at the beginning here. We're going to do some introductions, go to break, come back with the center guard mailbag, and just, boom, kick it off, run it. All right, so we're going to go from best from least best looking to best looking. Start with David Haas. David Haas. Like Frank was like, I'm up first then. So David Haas, Miracle Method, what's up, buddy? You haven't been in a long time.
Man, happy to be back. Welcome back. And I'm coming back next weekend, too.
So oh, cool.
I'll be there for that morning show.
All
get
right.
Back in the swing.
What are we talking about?
We will cover some of our core business surface refinishing today. And then, of course, I think it's good with Frank here to talk some bathroom safety.
And your hair is looking spectacular.
Man, it's a good day.
I just want to let
get
you know.
Facebook listeners or the
that little bit of salt you got with that pepper is great.
I mean, who's ever quaffing, your quaff is fantastic. All right? If our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
We are at 630-832-2250 or miraclemethod.com/WGN.
Frank asked me if we're having breakfast this morning before the show. I said, absolutely, in Northbrook. Any place in Northbrook that you'd like to come. And he dropped the, I'm installing an elevator this morning.
I did not say elevator.
He said, a chair, it sounds better. Frank, nobody's going to verify what I say. I'm installing a chair lift. I'm like, if I had a dollar for every time I heard that, if somebody blow me off
I got to take care of my people. They
I understand.
Help.
And then he's like, and we're hanging it from the ceiling or something. I'm like, oh, here we go, big time.
Enough. Well, here's the thing. She wouldn't be able to come home from the hospital today unless she had access to her toilet. She needed her ceiling lift rerouted for her new injury so that she could actually use her bathroom. So we spent last night and this morning getting it done so she could get home from the hospital today.
So you've got a track. I was trying to picture this. I know we're joking, but I was trying to picture this when you sent me that email. You have a track fastened to the ceiling.
Correct.
That is motorized.
Correct.
That this homeowner, listener, enters onto this chair.
She is independent, so she can wheel her wheelchair into the bathroom, and then the lift
transitions
will,
her from
it
the,
will pick her up and
no
take her off
way.
Her wheelchair and either into her shower chair in the shower or onto her toilet, or she could just rotate and it actually hangs her by her sink,
so no
she
way.
Can do everything that's independently
great.
That way
that's great.
Yep. What is a system like that run?
This particular one was about $8,000.
Wow. Yeah. It's life. Listen,
it's life changing. And she saves that literally in 2 months of nursing care.
It could be 18. It could be 88,000. My mom had MS. I've talked about this. I've had it when she was alive. May her memory be a blessing. Picking up that dead weight is tough. And having the independence to not have to rely on somebody to do those functions that everybody in the studio right now can do without even thinking about. But when you get into those challenging situations, thinking about falling, it's dangerous. So if our listeners want to reach out to you, Frank, and your team, and what else are you talking about?
We're going to talk about the new Medicare initiatives that are going on with home accessibility. And then, of course, again, we're on with David. So Miracle Method and Access work well together. We do a lot of partnerships, so we'll be talking about bathroom safety.
All right, we're going to phone number if our listeners want to reach
630-616-6249.
All right, I've got an update on Nick, who called in last week, thought he was going to lose his house. I've got an update on Jamie, who's going to be calling in at 4:30 after Maria Pappas calls in at 4 to talk about the Rocket escrow disaster. That we have some good news about that. I'm going to let Jamie share, and a couple listeners that I spoke with this morning talk about their situations, and a gentleman I spoke to last night who's in a very bad situation, and I'm going to use his example of what not to do to get yourself into his type of situation, and he's mad at me because he's got a situation I can't help him with.
And then after all your people call, David and I will have about 30 seconds to talk.
Yes. Let's get legal. No, stop yourself. We got Let's Get Legal coming up after our fine show with the professional broadcaster, John Hansen. All right, take a quick break here, Benny. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, take some phone line. This is Home from Chicago, 720 WGN. Senegar Plumbing, the only plumbing company I trust to touch the pipes, Frank. My pipes, Frank.
Yeah, your pipes.
That are in my house. Special shout out to the Packers fans. We didn't have a chance to, last week's show was super condensed, and I know they won last week against the Giants, which is like saying you're the tallest midget, but the week before they didn't win and we had it teed up and didn't have a chance to share it, so we're going to start with that. Go ahead there, Benny. Heartbreaking, thanks to our friends at ESPN. And then last week against the Vikings, thank you to Fox Sports. Yeah, do it again.
When's the last time the Bears were referred to as the comeback kid?
Never. Yeah. Like maybe 1920. So there we got that going for us, and the first place Bears, I should say. Yeah. Let's get going on the mailbag here. Nick called in last weekend. Dave, you were listening.
Yeah.
I thought he was in a state of panic. I helped him on Monday. We went online. I think it was Monday, Tuesday. All of his exemptions and his wife's exemptions are gone. The senior exemption, the senior income freeze exemption, the homestead, it all disappeared. His tax bill is like $3,000 more.
Where'd it go?
I don't know. I got Maria calling in at 4.
We're going to
figure
Cook County.
We're going to figure out where to go. Where to go? Check. Ask Tony Preckwinkle, like I did on Thursday. So we got Nick working on it. We helped him out, so everything's working in the right direction. Talked to a truck driver earlier, widow, lost his wife. He was able to get a job. He had some health issues. Was able to get a job. He's back. He's hauling hazardous material out of paint plants and some other plants. And it's been kind of down because the economy is kind of down. So he's not hauling as much. The factories aren't producing as much paint. So they're not using this special type of chemical that he's certified to haul and all that stuff, right? So he's like, hey, I need a HELOC you talk about with the peaks and the valleys of my income. I got to make sure I got enough dough there. He has $30-some thousand dollars of credit card and high interest rate short-term loans, which aren't good. Right, he's got a $12,000 loan with Amex. It's costing him like $400 or $500. All right, that's an $80,000 mortgage payment. Okay, it's crazy, right? That's how I look at it. So, long story short, I was on the phone with him for like literally 15 minutes, explaining. He went to PNC and they wanted to charge him prime plus two, and then he went to this credit union and they were at whatever. I'm like, listen, KCTCU. I introduced him to KCTCU. He's got great credit, or else Amex went to giving him a loan, and he's going to take out $122,000 HELOC. Take out 30 to pay off his debt. He's going to turn this $1,200 monthly payment. Oh, he's going to pay the truck off as well, $1,100 truck payment. So he's going to pull 50 G's out of the HELOC to pay off $50,000 worth of debt that's costing him $1,500 a month. Follow me along so far?
I think so.
And he's going to turn the $1,500 payment into the $350 payment, which takes the pressure off him on those months where he's not hauling as much as he does on regular months. And when he does get overtime and he's back to regular, he's going to use that extra money to knock it down. You could hear the stress just go psh on the other side of the phone. So that's what we did. And prior to the show, listen to this. Guy in Central Illinois, he's listening right now, $200,000 loan. He's been on, he fell behind a couple of mortgages payments a couple, 3 years ago when he had heart challenges. He's on the heart transplant list. He owns his home free and clear. He's 61. Wife is 62. He's an older woman. Okay? We can't.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Hey,
it's all right. Nothing wrong there.
I said high five yourself. All right. So he's 61. She's 62. They've got $400,000 worth of retirement accounts in his name. Bonus. He's getting $3,100 from Social Security disability. Bonus, which is counted as income because he can't work. And he's got $600 from a pension. So we got $3,700 a month down in Central Illinois. We have more than enough income, right? So I'm going to try to get him a loan. His credit scores are in the 570s. Not great. But he's got a home free and clear. So hopefully KCTCU could help him. And if he can't, we're going to help him with a FHA loan to get him out of the box that he's in. That came out wrong, right? Out of the situation he's in and put him into a different situation so him and his wife can live comfortably, and he doesn't have to worry about it, any more stress, because he's got a bad heart, and he's waiting on the heart transplant list. Okay, and last but not least, Thomas called me 5 times yesterday. Okay? Very nervous.
Not even a record, probably.
No, 5 times. He was going to sell his home. So for some reason, he stopped making his mortgage payment because he thought that his mortgage payment would be paid when he sold his home. Okay? Home sale fell through. He now has 90 days late, 3 late payments, a 30, a 60, and a 90, completely blew up his credit. He's got a ton of equity, and he called me to take out a line of credit after he blew up his credit. So rule number one, Frank, make your mortgage payment until you sell your home. Rule number two, Frank, take out the line of credit before you blow up your credit scores, and you can't get it after you blow up the credit scores. And don't come firing on me because Rocket was able to do it. I said, do me a favor. Send me what Rocket's quoting you so I could review it. And he's like, I'm still about 5-10 points short until Rocket could do it. I guarantee you Rocket's going to put him into a double-digit loan, charge him a ton of closing costs. When all he had to do, Frank, before he blew his foot off and wanted to run the marathon, was to take out a line of credit when he didn't need it, so it was there when he needed it. Which he did do. Yeah, a couple thousand times. And he's upset at me. He's like, I can't believe, you know, all your ads. I'm like, what do you want me to do? Right? If you were to listen to the ads say, take out the line of credit when you don't need it, so it's there when you need it. So when you sell your home and for some fecoctic reason decide, Yiddish for crazy.
That's going to ask.
Haas is looking
you
at me going,
like puzzled luck.
I don't know, right?
I don't know.
Can you say that? I was checking with Ben.
Fecoctic. Yes, you could say it as long as you do that. And you have to be circumcised at the 8th day. So if you do, so he's upset at me. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. Come back with David Haas and Frank Wasilewski. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Chicago at 720 Division.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We got David Haas coming up next. And at the top of the hour, you have Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas. So let's talk about what you do and how you help people and tee it up for you. Go, bud.
Awesome. Actually, what I'd like to talk about, there is a new initiative from Medicare. I shouldn't call it new. So Medicare has always had on their on their books, as a HCPCS code, home accessibility, right? And not necessarily the actual repairs or the modification, but to do an assessment of the home. Because how somebody lives is extremely important to the medical community. You know, whether there's mold, sufficient lighting, fall risk, you have a knee surgery, how you getting back in the house. I mean, historically, the medical community has just gone through and, you know, they replace your knee and good luck. Go home.
Is it true that it's cheaper to keep listeners in their homes safely than transition them into assisted living?
Absolutely. Okay. You'll save 10 to 20 times the cost of going into assisted living. And it's already a proven fact that people live 15 to 20% longer staying in their house.
So the listeners are like, oh, this is another government program and da-da-da-da-da. Nope. It's a good government program.
No, and it's one that's always been on the books, but
nobody knows about it.
Because Medicare never paid for it. It was on the books, and you could actually make it part of the medical history. And it has to be a doctor, an OT, whatever, that has to go out to the home and actually do the assessment. But now, starting in January 1st, 2026, they're paying on that code because they want the doctors to.
Wow.
Yeah, well, they're planning ahead because by 2030, the last year baby boomers are turning, you know, are sure, aging out, and the Gen X is coming through, and starting to age into, 60 plus. So we have the first time in history we're going to have a large population, elderly, retired, who need, extensive medical help or assistance.
Sure.
And we have a very small, younger population under the age of 25 to pay into Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security to allow these people to have the benefits, you know.
So how do our listeners take advantage of that?
Talk to your doctor. Talk to your doctor. And again, it doesn't start till January 1st, so talking to your doctor now is kind of a waste of time. But it starts on January 1st. If your doctors have any questions on it, we have some information on our website. We could also point them in the direction of how they can bill it. But the big thing here is that now how the doctors will know the environment that you live in, and then they can actually make better decisions on how we're going to keep you in your house. So if we give you this knee surgery, you have 7 steps to get in your house. We need to make sure you can get into your house after the surgery. We just can't send you home. And not necessarily that insurance or Medicare is going to pay to, you know, put in the lift or whatever, but at least the doctors are aware of it and they're not sending people into an unsafe situation.
Does Medicaid pay for in-home health care that could cost up to $300 to $400 a day instead of transitioning our listeners into assisted
there living? Is a certain amount, and I'm not a pro at this, so somebody, you know, better out there can call in on it, but it really depends on your disability. It depends on your specific needs, and there are a certain number of hours that you can get for home care assistance. And sometimes it's nursing, sometimes it's just somebody coming in and cooking,
sure,
you know, and helping you with laundry and stuff. I'm more familiar with the Medicaid than I am the Medicare part of that.
Okay.
But, you know, Illinois has a really good program to help people that need it.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to either call or text. Can we go back to the lady that you were helping this morning?
Yeah.
Okay, so you said you were there for the past 36 to 48 hours. Is that normal service that you provide?
Yes, it is. Now, to be fair, the lady that we're serviced, and one of the reasons I was out there personally, she was actually my very first client at Access. You know, okay. So when I started in 2010 with Access, she was the first one to call that I went to go help and service her, and she put a lot of faith in me at the beginning. So,
all right, so she gets a little extra
She gets a little personal love from me.
Okay,
but no, in general, if we're faced with that situation, we will do everything we can to help that family get what they need to be able to get their loved ones home from a hospital.
Text here said, "I heard you recently opened in Central Illinois. Can you tell me the services that your company provides?"
Down in Central Illinois. So in Central Illinois, it's all of our normal services. So bathroom modifications, ramps, accessible lifts. The only thing we are not doing in Central Illinois at this time is residential elevators.
Really?
Just because it's too hard to service them, and I have to build up a team of licensed elevator contractors down there. But in Central Illinois, they do vehicle lift modifications, because I have technicians down there that are trained to do that.
Really?
Yes. But I don't have the space to do it here in Roselle.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And the Central Illinois, it's Indicator?
Indicator, yeah.
So they could buy a van. Do you supply the van too?
No. I don't. We don't. We're licensed in Wisconsin to do that. We're not licensed in Illinois to do that.
You need to be licensed in Illinois to provide a van?
Well, yeah. You got to be licensed to sell a car.
Oh, I guess. Okay, you got that part of it. All right, so they go out and buy a van, and I'm sure you give them the types of vans that the lifts are better suited for.
Correct.
Okay, and then they come to you, and how long does it take to install a lift in the van?
The type of lifts that we do would take a day at most to get done and installed in the cars, because we're not modifying the car. You know, so we're not doing an actual van modification, but we're adding a ramp or something to pick up their wheelchair and bring it in, and or a transfer seat. So we have seats that come down like out of the passenger seat.
Yep.
That will come down to wheelchair level.
Oh, nice.
So they rotate power out of the car, and then you can do a side transfer, and then it brings them right up.
Wow.
Yeah, which is really cool.
That's super cool.
Yep, helps with independence, and that's what we're all about.
So I got my mom a van, okay, back when she was alive, and the door opened up automatically, and the floor came out, extended out for the ramp, and she had a motorized scooter, for lack of a better term, wheelchair, took her in, and then there were clamps that locked her wheelchair into the floor, so she didn't go flying in the event.
Which is important.
Hello,
yeah.
Right? In the event of a sudden stop or an accident or anything. And I will tell you, if you've never been involved in something like that, seeing these vans, and you pull into a handicapped spot and some jerk off that doesn't that is capable, you want to basically put a bat through the window and slice the tires. Not that I'm recommending that, okay? But when you see a hand, there's space there for a reason, because you need a lot of clearance to make that turn and for the ramp to come down and for the wheelchair to make the forward access straight and safe.
Yeah, and quite honestly, just the even that striped area that's next to the parking spot is not often enough.
True,
you know, because you have to, they have to come off. Right. And then and they turn. Have and they have to turn within like 18, 24 inches if there's another car parked.
100%.
And I think that my own mother is also in the same situation.
Sure.
We have a ramped minivan for her, and I see the spaces more and more full. Right when they're traveling, if they're going to a hotel, I mean, you're getting into ADA rooms and things. They're just, you know, there's limited availability. So really taking up a spot or, you know, taking up that when you don't need to be there is unforgivable.
You should get your legs broken and have to be in a wheelchair for 6 months.
Well, it's unforgivable.
Illinois is raising the fines on that.
They should.
Yeah. Which is really good.
Should be $4,000 a fine.
It used to be $75.
Maybe we get a tow truck business going, you and I. I'll chase these people down.
I just break legs. If our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best way to reach out?
You can go to our website at allaboutaccess.com or give us a call at 630-616-6249.
Are we going to take a quick break? Come back with David Haas from Miracle Message, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. Top of the hour after the 4 o'clock break. Maria Pappas, treasurer of the County of Cook, will be on to answer, talk about all this Michigas going on with the tax bills. After the 4 o'clock hour, this is Owen from Chicago at 720 WG.
I'm the guy that made the recommendation, all right? I know you're taking a shot, which I can take. Because I've been known to give out a shot here or there.
A marketing genius. Why don't you bring the tub down to the radio show?
You never asked me to bring anything to the show.
Because I don't want to see what you got going on. I don't need to see pumps. I don't need to see bugs. And I don't need to see any type of like roofing material.
But he could have sent you a picture via the internet.
No, because I'm going to hold it. You and I are going to hold it. You can't get that.
I'm not touching it.
We're going to hold it. You're going to limbo under it.
No. You and I are going to hold it down. Roy's going to step over it so we could show what it is for somebody to transition into a bathtub and how easy it is. That's all we're saying.
For an older person.
No, I'm not saying he's an older person. I'm just saying that.
You have to speak up. I'm sorry. I'm missing all that.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's classic Joe Hogle.
That's it.
That was outstanding. That was an all-star group that day.
That's a Hall of Famer moment.
We had Joe, we had Roy, we had Janelle, and we had you.
Yeah.
I had a call from a lady who is in her 90s. She's got all her faculties. And she's like, I have to totally redo my bathroom because my husband's not able to get over the tub. And I'm like, well, you know, there's a David Haas Miracle Method. He's got this transition. She's like, I never heard of that before. I'm like, well, listen, this weekend he's going to be on. Can you quickly explain what that is again? Because I think it's fantastic. And Joe was making fun of me, but I saw it. And we took pictures of it and video, and it was a huge success.
And we brought in the sample that I made. But, I mean, we're riding the accessibility and the livable home piece. And that's, I think, what's most important for this, you know, we call it the easy step. As we cut the side of the tub out to make it easier for you to get in and out of that bathroom or that bathtub without slipping and falling. And it is incredibly affordable compared to ripping everything out, taking the time and all the inspections and all the things you have to go through. I mean, we're doing these type of jobs in usually less than 4 hours, and folks are in their back in their bathroom the next day.
And go ahead.
And you do the grab bars, you do the handheld shower head.
Yeah,
so you make the whole shower or bathroom, you're like getting in and out of it safe.
Yes, and what we're always trying to do is just come out to your home and visit like you do, Frank, and just give an evaluation and talk. And in some cases, folks have grab bars up already, or we do some safety mats. We do all sorts of things.
So the Frank was talking about it earlier, right? You start ripping things out. You're out of a bathroom for a week or 2 weeks, you know, a couple of days, whatever it is. You're in and out. They do their business in the morning, right? They take their shower. They go have a cup of coffee. They do their errands. They run around. They come back at 5 o'clock. It's a done deal.
That's correct.
Right?
Yes.
It's a complete game changer.
And what's nice about what David does too is like when we do an accessible shower, like you can't use it for sometimes 48 hours because the base has to set, right? Yeah. Otherwise, you're going to throw that off. What David does, you can use it that night.
Yeah. And ultimately, what we're talking about is just getting folks safely in this environment where slip and falls are the most common thing that's going to happen, and we know it, and that's why we come here to share with the listeners, and I want as many people to know that there's an affordable solution. And I think if you have a lot of time, some people are lucky, they have more than one bathroom in their home, they have more than, maybe they have a tub and a shower, and some people have one bathroom, and we got to motor through it.
And you are going to tell about a story about a couple in Kevin and Tina in Schaumburg.
Yeah.
With a shower pan.
This is our core of our business, right, which is the surface refinishing piece. And so equally as fast and affordable is updating old, outdated fiberglass tubs, tile. We get the call very often, every day. My tile's in good shape, but it's pink or it's green or, you know, all these other colors that we know.
Avocado was
avocado
big in the 70s.
Great. Yeah. Yeah, like the sink bowl, the toilet, the tub, they're all green. And so we do this refinishing process that gets you in and out of that situation in usually 2 days. And, you know, again, a much more affordable price, and you're not waiting around.
What ballpark to resurface instead of replace? What are we looking at? 20% reduction, 80%?
You're going to save probably 50, sometimes 75%.
That's what I was going to say.
You know, this is, again, why we want to come out and visit you and just show you what you need, what you want, and help with the decision-making process. But a typical tub and tile situation is going to be under $2,500.
I just want to throw this out there. It's holiday time.
Yeah.
I'm hosting Black. I know it's holiday time because next Friday I'm hosting for Bob, in case I haven't mentioned it yet. Filling in for Bob again. Did such a masterful job.
I just can't believe they keep bringing you back.
Neither do I. Yeah. It's just everybody's busy. And then they're like, yeah, call Hochberg. He's a media.
You're like Mikey, right?
Yeah. He's like Mikey.
He'll do anything. Call David. Yeah. He'll do anything.
And Hanson wants to sleep in at least once, right? So he's like, yeah, let Hochberg do it. So I'm coming in Friday. So that's the only way I know that, you know, the holiday's coming up. Plus my birthday's on Christmas. So I got the countdown going on. Instead of buying another shirt or another hat or just some crap, right? The talking fish, just all of that stupid stuff, right? Look to see what you could do to really change your family member's world and your family member's life, right? And maybe if it's, listen, you might not have $8,000, Frank, to put in an overhead chair to get your first client over to the toilet to transition. So maybe you pool your money as a family, right? Maybe everybody throws in $500 and you pool it, and you have a gigantic, maybe it's their birthday, maybe it's their Hanukkah, maybe it's their Christmas, maybe it's their Kwanzaa for the next 5 years. Hey, we all pulled money in and we're going to do this for you in order for you to live more comfortably and safely with dignity.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So I think that, you know, it's tougher for a lot of people. And I cut through the shops at 900 to get over here from the train. It's like a jailbreak in there. Okay. It's unbelievable. Like, I guarantee you 80% of those people do not have the money that they're spending on the crap that they're buying that nobody wants in the first place. It's unbelievable. I'm like, these are future clients of mine, right? Because they're loading up. We got to hit a break. What's the best number to reach you? We'll come back after Maria Pappas and dive deeper, guys.
I think that's great. 630-832-2250 and our website, miraclemethod.com/WGN.
All right. This is Home Sweet Home of Chicago. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back with Maria Pappas, scheduled to come on at 4 o'clock, the treasurer of Cook County, after the news and some messages after that.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. We have the honor of having the treasurer of Cook County, who's got a very busy schedule, so we're going to get Maria on and off because she's got family obligations going on. Maria, thank you for calling into the show.
Always good to talk to you, Dave. How are we doing?
We're great. How are you doing with the tax bills finally being out?
It's a very busy week because we released a study. We just don't send out the bills on the numbers that they give us. But I've created a research group headed up by Hal Dardick and Todd Lighty and a gentleman by the name of Chris Silber, who analyzed the 1.7 million bills. So what they found was that the median residential bill in the city is up 16%. But what really, really is important is that commercial buildings countywide, because no one is renting them, and they're going unrented with regard to office space, is down $3 billion. So as a consequence, in the city of Chicago, and the sticker shock was this, on the south and west sides, which are now being quickly rehabbed, Garfield Park is up 133%, an actual increase. North Lawndale is up 99%, and Englewood is up 82%. So if you look at a tax bill, I've got a West Garfield Park tax bill in front of me. Last year, the bill was $991. This year, the bill is $2,360. But if you look at this bill, because what we've done, I need all WGN listeners to open up their bill and read it, because the bill now says, where does your money go?
Yeah.
So if you look at where does your money go on this particular West Garfield Park bill, there is a billing for $1,142, which is the amount of a TIF. That's a tax increment financing district bill. And people are calling the office and saying, what's a TIF? What's a TIF? Likewise, I've got an Englewood bill that was $988 last year. It's $2,300 this year. And the TIF bill there, David, is $1,500.
Where's that? That TIF is supposed to be, the concept of a TIF, Maria, is that you collect this money and the money's reinvested back into those communities. Is that happening?
I don't know because I'm not running the city of Chicago, but that's the reasoning behind it. What's even more fascinating, go to cookcountytreasurer.com. You can download this entire report. There's a data portal on there which will allow you to crunch these numbers. But if you go to the 24th ward, like Monique Scott, it's up 62%.
Wow.
Stephanie Coleman, same thing.
I just want to ask you a couple of quick questions.
Taylor, same thing. But if you go to the lakefront, let's go to the lakefront. Let's go, like, to the Neiman Marcus building, Water Tower, all of these high-rises here. Those bills are at a negative amount because no one wants to move into these neighborhoods.
100%.
Apartments that were worth $3 million are selling for what they sold for in 1998. You can't unload something for $1 million over here. Why? Because the crime is so bad.
Crime is
bad. People don't want to go outside. People don't want to go outside. They don't want to walk their dogs. Now, I keep talking and talking because I want to get all this in before you tell me I can't talk anymore. The city of Chicago, the Chicago public school system last year alone raised taxes by $171
million. Wow.
So the actual total amount of all the agencies in the city of Chicago, the increase in taxes last year just for Chicago, including the Board of Ed, was nearly a half a billion dollars. People don't realize it. It was $469 million. So if you go to this bill and it says, where does your money go? It will tell you if it went up for the city, the Metro Water Reclamation District, the Chicago Park District, the County of Cook, the Chicago Community Colleges, the city schools, the city library. It gives you all 14 agencies, David, not just for the city, but for the entire county. So you can pull up any bill, and on the left-hand side, you will see 14 different agencies that you pay your money to. On the right-hand side of that bill, we calculate for you whether it went up or down. Additionally, on that bill, right now, in the bottom left-hand corner, it will tell you whether or not, A, you got a homeowner's exemption, you have to have lived in the house for at least a year, a senior citizen exemption, you have to be over 65 to get that, or a senior citizen freeze, which you have to apply for every year. Nobody got it this year. Everybody's coming to the county. You have to be over 65 and making under $65,000. That's called a senior citizen freeze. The bill will tell you whether or not you got those. If you don't see it on your bill, go to cookcountytreasurer.com. Put in your address. You will know you're in the right place because a picture of your house is going to show up. Once the picture of your house shows up, you scroll down and you're going to find two things. You're going to find whether or not you got a homeowner, senior, or senior freeze. You can apply online to get it. But if you scroll down just a little bit more, you will see whether or not you double paid. We have a chart set up. going back 20 years. It will tell you who owned the home, whether the homeowner at the time during the 20 years overpaid. How does that happen? You refinance, you pay when the bill comes, but your refinancing company also paid. Or you have an escrow with a mortgage company, you forgot you had an escrow, you get the bill, you pay, and the mortgage company pays. We're sitting on $78 million in double payments going back 20 years.
Wow.
So we ask everyone to go to this site to see whether or not they have this money coming back. Countywide, the total amount of taxes, the total amount of taxes countywide rose $871 million, which is about 4.8%. The rate of inflation is 3.5%. So homeowners, the median homeowner bill in the north and the northwest suburbs is up 3.4%, and the median bill in south and southwest suburbs is up 2.2%. The city took the hit this year because the city of Chicago was reassessed. It's reassessed every 3 years. So,
and you did that all in one breath, which is amazing. So I just want you to answer a couple of quick questions because I know you got family obligations and you want to jump. The biggest call that I'm getting and correspondence I'm getting are from homeowners that once had homestead rights exemption, senior freezes, they're gone. They're no longer on this tax bill. Is that Tyler? Is that our wonderful Tyler Technologies that
That's Fritz Kagi.
That's Fritz Kagi. Okay.
That's Fritz Kagi, who needs to get his act together and start giving out the right exemptions. I mean, if you go to the third floor of the county building, I mean, you can't even get on the elevator to get up there, because all these people are missing their exemptions.
Okay, so the easiest, you have one of the easiest to navigate websites anywhere in government.
Countytreasurer.com. Make sure that when you put in your address, this is very important, David, do not put north, south, east, or west,
right,
or it won't record you. Just put in 180 Pearson, 300 Sheffield, not North Sheffield, not East Pearson. Leave out the direction. Put that in. Put City of Chicago, or just Chicago, and you know you're in the right place because you're going to see a picture of the house. You're going to also see on the right-hand side billing information. You can see right there if the bill didn't get sent to you.
Yeah.
If it's being sent to the wrong address on that website, you can change it. You can change where it is that the bill is being sent to. You can also online get a bill. You can pull up a bill for anybody you know. You can pull up your mother, your father. You can download this bill and the last bill. You can download it online if you didn't get it. And that is something that we're really, really proud of and took us a tremendous, tremendous amount of time to program. I want to talk about one more thing. This is a North Lawndale bill.
Yep.
This is a bill that went from $1,200 to $2,700. And again, this is a tip on this bill that's up $1,200. I want to tell you that in 3 months, Hal Dardick is doing a study. It has taken us 2 years, 2 years to put this information together. We are doing a countywide 20-year study of TIFs, that's Tax Increment Financing Districts, and we're going to have an interactive map. We're going to tell you if in your area there's a TIF, what it's used for, and how your money's being spent, because people really don't understand that.
I just want you to answer this quick question. We have 115 days until Election Day where the residents of Cook County, the registered voters of Cook County, can vote in the county elections. Tony Preckwinkle has a bona fide opponent, Alderman Brendan Riley, and Mr. Hines is running against the clown show in the assessor's office, Fritz Kagi. Clown show is my word for it, not yours. How important is it for our listeners who want change to make sure that they vote in 115 days.
I can answer that because we just did a study. Our last study shows that in the municipal election, 19% of the people voted. So all these people who are complaining are the very same 80% that don't bother to get up and get out and vote. They don't vote at all. And I'm going to tell you one other thing. This is really important. I forgot to mention this. It's going to be in a release next week. You don't have to pay your bill on December 15th. Repeat. You do not have to pay your bill on December 15th. You can go to my site on December 16th. I will give you a 13-month payment plan. And my computer will tell you, either to your phone or your email, whether or not you want to pay every 2 weeks or every month, we'll remind you it's 13 months to pay, and it's not 18%. We got the 18% in Springfield reduced to 9%.
Nice.
So if you're tax crunched here and you don't have the money, relax. Number two, bills are normally due in March. I believe that it's going to be extended until April.
First installment.
It's going to be extended till April.
First installment of next year, right? That's what you're referring to.
You're going to get an extra month, so these bills aren't coming in too close together.
And do you need help running for mayor?
You know what? The people that I know don't have a lot of money, so they can't give me any money. They don't have two nickels to rub together. But I think that the people that I know love me, and they're going to come out, and I'm going to win.
I have money, and I love you. And Dave Haas doesn't know you as much, but I could feel the love. And Frank is loaded. So anything that you need to when you run, if you run for mayor, you have my full backing because you've been nothing but great to our listeners and the WGN listeners and the listeners of Home Sweet Home Chicago, just cutting through the BS and telling it like it is. And you got a family event. Your website one more time, my friend?
CookCountyTreasure.com. I'm going to the Michigan Avenue tree lighting with my grandson.
Go. Much better than talking to David Hochberg at Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Okay, see you guys. Thanks a million. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving, happy, Maria. Happy. Have a great day.
All right.
Center of Mr. Floor Cleaning Product of her choice. All right, we got to take a quick break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and phone line. We'd like to thank Maria Pappas for calling in the show and addressing some of the concerns of our listeners. We'll be back after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Rich Wazalewski. Josh Abimo Farah. Pete, there I go. Pete,
I'll just pencil it in first.
It's cause of you. The first time Frank was on, he sat next to Rich Dykstra. And I looked right at Frank, and I just kept going.
You've actually done that a couple times when I've sat
on
here.
He looks like a Rich.
I know.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPros, call, text, and phone line. Got some text there, Frank. You want to read?
I do, but I have to say, with only two of us on air, you haven't screwed up any names.
Haven't screwed up any names.
It's been really nice.
David's been easy, and Frank, I've got it written down on my hand and on your forehead, so it's easier.
Yeah.
That black Sharpie comes in handy.
So 630, Maria Pappas is awesome, almost as awesome as David Hochberg.
Oh, they did that to get their text read. And thank you, I appreciate that. What was the one about why do I not like to...
So 312, who do you recommend to vote for to get Tony out?
Okay, Tony, it's not getting Tony out. You need to have a bona fide track record, in my opinion, in order to hold public office. Okay, she's been in office, Frank, since 2010.
Too long.
Okay, no, it's not that. Listen, if you were doing a good job, I don't care how long you were there, okay? I will tell you this. She signed a contract with Tyler Technologies. In 2015, we gave him $30 million. I went down to the county board meeting this past Thursday. It's all over Facebook. We got the clip. We're going to pay it on the other side of the break. Play it on the other side of the break. I looked her right in the eye. I'm like, can't get through to you because your phone's screwed up. You know, you can't leave a message because her voicemail's full. Okay, you're the president of Cook County. There's 5.2 million people that live in Cook County, Frank. You know how many commissioners we have? Guess. How many Cook County commissioners? Guess.
Oh.
Guess.
200.
No, that's even more. Okay. A, 10. B, 15.
Oh, they're bored.
C, more than 15.
More than 50.
17 county commissioners for 5.2 million people. We've got a president of the United States that oversees 330 million people. But for some reason, the county of Cook, we've got seven. I almost fell off my chair. Wednesday night, I'm looking up some numbers so I could go in there and address them respectfully, and I blasted them to their face, okay? And I asked her, and I made a mistake. You know, you'll hear it coming out of the break. We're going to play it. I mistakenly said you gave them $30 billion when it should have been million, and she, as if it's okay. So why do we need to vote her out? Tax bills came out late. Paid $30 million in 2015 for software to revolutionize the tax system to come out in 2018. 2021, tax bills came out late. Late in 22, late in 23, late in 25.
And I have to only assume that it's no different than like a personal household. If you cannot pay your bills, right, you have to take out a loan to take your bills, and now you're paying interest on that money. So you need your paycheck to come in on time so you could pay your bills on time. And,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
How's this any different?
That's my point. You've got $8 billion, 1.7 million parcels, according to Maria. You heard her just say that. 1.7 million with an M parcels, parcel index numbers that are taxable entities that the county taxes to bring in. Okay? So why should she be voted out? Because she's incompetent. She let this guy, Fritz Kagi, who's another clown who needs to be voted out, right? 19% of the people in Cook County. Every time I'm on the radio, I'm going to remind everybody, 115 days until registered voters in Cook County could vote. Everybody's liking my videos. I'm like, great, like my video. Go vote. Okay? Get off your rear end, your tuchus, and go vote.
Yeah, Mario's right, though. Not enough people go out
and vote. Not enough people vote. Okay, breaking news. The buildings in downtown Chicago are half empty. Yeah, no doubt. The same brownfields I've been talking about nauseam since I left the scrap industry in 2000 are still brownfields for the past 25 years, Frank, while they're polluted. Well, guess what? Hold the people that own the property responsible for cleaning it up. I did that in one breath, in case you didn't know. Okay, then guess what happens?
Maria did it better in one
breath. I know. Well, she's more seasoned. All right, so bring the companies in to clean it up. Jobs. Bring the companies that after they clean it up, you bring in a company to redevelop the property. Jobs.
Well, and that's what I wanted to ask Maria if we had more time with her. Is you got $3 billion in commercial
taxes. Gone.
They're just gone, right?
Gone.
So who's fixing the problem? She collected all. That's great data that she has.
Yes.
But who's putting
nobody.
It to use?
Nobody. No, nobody. I looked at Tony, right? I'm like, hey, why don't you come on my show? I can't get through to you because you can't leave a message, right? Which is disgusting in and of itself. The county board president doesn't have a voicemail to accept calls from her customer. We're her customers. The 17 commercial, you work for us. Okay, so get involved. We're going to talk about it more after the break. Benny just chirped in my ear. Got to go to news. All right, we got to go to news, Ben. Relax. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPost call, text, and phone line. This is Home from Chicago on 720 WJ. All right, we're coming back with no rejoin. 312-981-7200.
Action.
Take two. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to push my appearance at the Cook County Board meeting till after about 5:15. Because I want to get to you guys, and we were talking during the break about what percentage of your business is, because again, we talked about holiday time and giving instead of the sweater or the shoes or the hat or the stupid gift that the people are never going to wear and your loved ones do not want, and the candle and the coffee cake and all that crap, right? That has got no value, as opposed to putting the money where there is value into making home health a home safer and more manageable. What percentage of your business would you say, Dave, is done through gifting like that?
Yeah, well, from the bathroom safety side, I'd say somewhere between 40% and 50% of the families. I get calls from the families of the folks that need it.
You too?
Yeah. They'll be about the same. I would say close to 50%. Whether the kids are paying for it in whole or in part, they're doing it with mom and dad.
50, I would have thought under 10. 50% of both of your businesses is coming from gifting of other family members for the services parents need.
Yeah, and then that's not for me on the non, you know, state funded stuff, you know, where the families are paying for it, then yeah, it's usually
who makes the call? Who makes the call? Is it the kid that makes the call, or is it 50-50? Yeah, is that 50-50?
Yeah, I mean, fortunately we have great technology, and so you might have your, you know, if you're you've got your kids scattered across the U.S. these days. They're coming in town. We try to orchestrate meetings and visits and inspections around when, you know, the sun is coming in, and that will play itself out that way. A lot of times, I mean,
yeah, it's a lot of the initial calls are like David just said. It's you have a child that maybe lives in California or you know, Florida or whatever, and they're calling in to say you're trying to find a company to work with for mom and dad. So they're doing interviews, and then they find somebody they like, and then you get on site, and they're usually, whether it's, you know, FaceTime or video or you know, something, you know, they're there and part of the conversation, even if they can't be there in person. But surprisingly enough, many of these children will fly out from wherever they're at to be at that meeting.
Wow.
Yeah.
To make sure that their parents are getting with the right company so they can go back to their lives, you know, where they live, and feel comfortable that their parents are going to be taken care of and not getting ripped off.
There are a lot of scumbags.
Too many.
In my industry and in your industry. And being on this show and being on WGN for as long as you have, and the reputations that you've built up, and the Facebook posts and the five-star Google reviews. I'm almost at 700. You guys are have got multiple hundreds going on there as well, with our listeners in their own words and their family members in their own words, explaining how you changed their loved one's life. And are those, so the question I have is, are those consultations, is somebody sending you pictures? Is it done through FaceTime? Is it a conference call? Is mom or dad in a house walking around with their phone? Is the kid set, you know, walk us through how that's done.
Yeah, I think that it's the perfect time of year to bring this up, because maybe you're coming home anyway to visit for the holidays and you put in that phone call on the front end. It's listeners that listen to your show here. It's folks that are doing their own research and trying to figure out what's the best solution. And in some cases, you don't see your family members if you're living out of state or somewhere. Maybe you don't see them every 6 months. Maybe you only see them once a year or twice a year. And
you see them, they're slowing down a little bit.
Yeah, and if you're slowing down, you're missing a step, this is a great time to catch that. And
they don't stand as easy. They start shuffling their feet. There's little signs, you know.
But we'll use, I mean, to answer your question better, I mean, we use all types of technology to, you know, if it's FaceTime or what. But I absolutely, we make a very, very direct effort to get into the home, regardless of the situation, to assess and to share what's going on.
So if you are listening in Arizona, wherever, right? Not in Chicago. And you're coming back to Chicago in the next week because it's Thanksgiving. If I haven't mentioned, I'm hosting for Black Friday, by the way, for Bob for the fourth year in a row.
You've warned us.
Yeah, okay. Star-studded show, by the way. If they come in and they see a drastic change in the way they're walking, the way they're getting up, Photoshop it,
sure.
Video
they could you know, take photos of the trouble area and send it to us, and we can give them advice. But
or video too.
Listen, step one, always step one, talk to the doctor. What is your mom and dad's doc? Get involved with your parents on that side, right? That's always step one, right? You can get our advice all day long, but if the doctor says, yeah, you know, she can only lift her feet 3 inches, 6 inches right now, or the doctor says, no, we need her to do more physical therapy. We don't want a stair lift to go in because then her legs are going to get worse.
Sure.
Right?
Good point.
You know, so we run across that all the time. So you always want to make sure the doctor's involved, because maybe we just get an additional handrail put in, right? Or grab bars, and we help to give them assistance while they're getting physical therapy, but we want to keep people moving.
Okay. I come in, you're my 80-year-old father, and I see you slowing down. I call Dr. Haas over here. Dr. Haas is going to tell me anything without the permission of my 80-year-old father.
Yeah, welcome to that conversation.
Yes. Okay, so how do you, with your experience, how do you bridge talking with your mom, dad, couple, right, or your parents, to say, hey, I want to call Dr. Haas in this example to have a conversation about, you know, walk us through the best way to do that.
That's sometimes an awkward conversation for us, but at the same time, a fun one. So we sit down with the children and the parents, right? And they walk us through what their difficulties are. And let's just say they need bathroom safety. The one thing that we'll ask is, what has your doctor said? You know, what does your doctor want you to do? And the kids will go, you know, always, if they're not involved, if they've been shut out, they'll say, oh, mom and dad won't let me, you know, won't let me talk to the doctor. And so then I'll have to tell the parents, like, listen, until we hear from your doctor, I can give you anything you want, but I don't know if it's the right thing for you, right? Yeah. You know, I can sell you any product you want, but if it's not the right thing, then what are we doing, right? We're wasting your money.
And you won't.
We won't. As a company, we won't do it.
Right.
But there are those out there that'll just sell you a product, and then now it's a useless product because that's not what you needed.
And for fairness to Dave, either will Dave. I mean, nobody on the show is going to sell you something just to get a sale. And that's why everybody listens to the show, because they know they're going to get an honest opinion. And it's always going to be in the best interest for our listeners. So you in that situation, how do you handle that
situation? Yeah, you know, it's a little bit, I mean, we're maybe on the the beginning part of the journey sometimes in keeping your home livable, because while the bathtub creates an incredible amount of independence for
our
listeners, it's a big deal for folks. Yes, it's true. We have had some doctors reach in and prescribe, so to speak, this easy step type of thing. But there's folks that are in less of a predicament, maybe just knee surgeries and hip replacements. And it's not always elderly.
No.
Sometimes it's a different circumstance with a child with special needs and then just this high tub. I mean, I'm sure we have a good old rejoin of you talking about your bathtub in your home that's 25. You said, I'll get in with a pole vault.
Yeah.
You know, there are some situations folks are in that can be fixed with some easy things.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be an elder. It's like you guys just said.
Yeah.
You could be in a car accident, God forbid. Right, God forbid, and you can't clear the threshold of the bathtub, the 20 to 40 inch bathtub. I know I got high side ones because I'm a big guy, I like a lot of water. I work out, Frank.
Yeah.
But all of that stuff, it's not just for elderly. It could be for somebody who came down with a debilitating disease and can't move, and now you got to transition them in and out of the bathtub. All right, we got to hit a break. We're going to come back, talk more. 312-981-7200. Jenna in Batavia has got a question about side-loading bathtubs. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM.
Let's review.
Do you want me to read that for you?
I sold it. No.
I'm in a little trouble.
I'm doing the phonetic.
Wow. Hooked on phonics.
Yeah.
Work for me.
Aren't we hooked on phonics?
I'm on the first chapter.
Yeah, we know. You opened the book.
I had trouble getting phonics out. Phonics. Completely forgot the word.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. At the top of the hour, a couple of weeks back, a listener called us about Rocket Mortgage holding her escrow hostage on a loan that closed 4 months ago, guys. We sprang into action. She's going to talk about what happened. And I just want to read this text here, 847 at 438, Frank. David, I love you, which you know will get your text read. It's just a given.
I know.
And I love your show.
Talking to me.
No, I don't think so.
I was looking for the delete button.
But did I just hear you say coffee cake is crap? You give me an apricot coffee cake any day, and I'll be your best friend. I wasn't saying that coffee cake is crap. I'm just saying if you got a choice of giving somebody that has mobility challenges and is not independently mobile, is not independently mobile and needs assistant, instead of giving them a delicious apricot cake, coffee cake, which I'm sure is delicious, I said delicious three times now, it would be easier to make sure that they could safely eat the apricot coffee cake by putting in some lifts or some grab bars or maybe a easy step. I never said coffee. I might have said it, but that's implied. I love coffee cake. Come on. I got a body built on coffee cakes. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Jenna in Batavia, you got a question for the experts on the panel. David and Frank, fire away about your bathtub question.
Yes, thank you. So I'm looking at putting in a side loading or whatever you want to call it, bathtub for my mother. I've heard it said, however, that because you have to wait to get out of the tub till the water completely or almost completely drains out, which would make sense, it gets to be very cold for that person.
Mm-hmm.
Is there an option for heating the sides, or is that a true statement?
It's a very true statement. One, thanks for calling in. With the walk-in tub, so yeah, there's a couple things you need to keep in consideration here. You have a tub that can hold 100 gallons of water.
Whoa!
Right? So if your mom's current home only has a 50-gallon hot water tank, you're only going to fill it halfway with hot water and then halfway with cold.
Yeah.
So then you're not going to be able to stay. So you're going to have to increase your water tank, your hot water
plumbing,
tank, right?
Yep.
So that's one. Okay. Two, it takes forever to fill up 100 gallons of water. So you have to change the water lines from the main line to your bathroom to make sure that they're at least 3/4 inch lines, maybe even bigger.
How many of them are doing that?
Oh, very few.
Okay.
Very few.
Okay.
And then the last thing is the drain, because all tubs currently typically have a 1.5 inch drain. when you go to a walk-in or roll-in shower, then you go to a 2-inch drain. For a walk-in tub, to get it to drain quickly, like almost as fast as your toilet, you need to do a 3-inch drain. Now, in order to do that, in most cases, you got to rip out your entire bathroom floor.
Oh, gosh.
Right? So, and then you still have the heating issue that you were talking about because you're sitting in that tub. So you're going to want to add heat lamps over the tub and then actually outside the tub. Those typically have to be on their own dedicated electrical line. So now you're running new electrical lines from your electrical panel to the bathroom. So on average, I mean, you see all these great commercials where they're showing you how luxurious it is. But to get it to work the right way and on a remodel, your average cost is between $75,000 and $90,000 for the average home.
Okay. Did you say 75 and 19 or
90,000 to do it the right way. And the average home, when you start ripping everything out to rerun water lines ever, you know, from the main line over.
So that's a real negative to putting something like that in.
Yes,
right?
It is. And they have their application. Don't get me wrong. But if you're looking for it for accessibility, it's completely the wrong thing. You're shrinking the footprint where somebody gets in and out of, and then you're forcing them to stay in that location.
Question for you, Jenna. Is this for you or for your mom?
It's for my mom.
It's for you. Yes. Can
See
your
what
mom?
We're saying?
Okay.
You know,
okay. Hang on
for her mom.
Does she, we just talked about it. Yeah. Does she have a tub now?
Yes.
Okay.
But she also has a very nice shower with a nice seat in it and grab bars. So, I mean, I'm thinking we just keep that option until we have to, I don't know, we can't pay $90,000.
Well, you don't have to. You have a great setup now. These guys could come out, make sure that the shower with the grab bars is functionally safe and
right, and
applicable to your mother's needs. And these guys have a staff trained. That's what you guys do for a living. I do mortgages. Guys do this.
If you wanted to look for something to have your mom soak in, there's so many different ways to change your existing tub into something that's deeper. Right. Which, again, everybody's going to say, well, then it makes it harder to get into. Right. Well, that's where, you know, David and I come in. We can make it easier to get into.
Safer.
Whether that's through modifying that or through a lift. And it would cost you a fifth
fraction,
a tenth of the price of trying to do a walk-in tub the right way.
So then I misunderstood your endorsing a walk-in tub.
No.
There are. My problem, you'd rather redo an existing tub and make it safe. Okay. I will give you a call. You've put some food for thought.
And here, I just want to leave you with this because I got to hit a break because Benny's like, we got to go to break. Okay. Those companies spend an absolute boatload of money advertising on TV, hundreds of millions of dollars. I know what radio advertising costs. I know what TV advertising costs because I have spent tens of millions of dollars over the past 20 years I've advertised in this town. Okay? The only way that you could recoup that type of money is by selling a lot of these bathtubs, and they are on every single cable station. Frank, 30 seconds.
Yeah, and we remove over 20 walk-in tubs a year that have been in that house less than a year.
Yeah. So let these...
That was one option that you offered. So, no, I've got it straight now. So I do understand that better now.
All right, hang on. Jenna, we got to hit a break, top of the hour news. The news is next from the Northwestern Minnesota Newsroom. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312-981, she hung up. So, Neil, call her back. Ask her what type of cleaning product she would like from Mr. Floor. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. This is Home Sweet Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. Great text coming in that we will get to directed towards you guys, helping out our listeners with their a lot of shower questions, obviously, with the last caller. But a couple of weeks ago, Jamie's on the phone. Jamie, how long ago was it? Was it 6-8 weeks ago that you called in complaining about Rocket not refunding your escrow money?
Hi, David. We spoke about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Everybody that was listening or might not have forgotten. Jamie, explain your situation, Jamie, about your escrow. We closed your loan in June, and take it from there.
July.
And typically, and, after a loan is closed, I'll set it up and Jamie could explain. Typically, after a loan is closed, the current escrow account with your current mortgage servicing company, guys, gets refunded by law. That money is your money, right? Whatever's in your escrow account, the lender that gets paid off, they refund it to you within 15 business days. So I always tell our borrowers, within 30 days, you'll get the money back. Jamie, what happened with you with your Rocket Loving Lending loan that was servicing your loan?
Well, they sent me two checks, made out the same amount, and I called to ask which one I should cash, and the lady I spoke to told me which one, which number, and to rip up the other one, which I did, and I took the check to my credit union and cashed it, put it in my account, and a couple days later got a letter saying that payment had been stopped.
She got an NSF notice from her credit union, a $5,000 check.
From Rocket is owned by who?
Rocket, right. Yeah. It was Mr. Cooper, right? Yeah. That was now owned by Rocket.
Yeah, it's a pretty big company.
$5,000. Frank, this is a... You make less than $50,000, right? Or around there?
Yes.
Okay. It's 10% of her gross... It's 10% of her gross income.
Yeah.
Okay? It's 10% of this lady's gross income. It's five G's. It's a little under $5,000. And they tell her, so that's July. We're now August. How many times did you try to call Rocket to get this corrected on your
own? Many phone calls, many emails, and I'm going to say 5 to 6 hours trying to figure this out. And I did everything they asked. I provided the paperwork and, you know, the calls and the follow-ups and everything. And they gave me so many different answers with no result.
3 weeks ago, she called into our show. Told me the problem.
I asked for your help because even Jordan, who helped me with my loan, who is an employee of yours, he even tried to help me, and he had no results from them either. So I called you and said, you know, could you please help me with this? I really need my money for, you know, paying the bills and everyday necessities.
To live. Yeah.
And so I put it in your hands and said, hey, if anybody can do it, you can do it.
And she obviously had to front load the escrow under the new.
On the new loan, she had to front load the escrow, which we probably jacked up her loan amount a little bit to cover it, and was waiting for the extra money back to have a little extra shekels in the pocket.
Any of us that refinance.
Right, we do it all the time.
We have to do that.
Right. So back and forth. So I reach out on LinkedIn to the head of servicing at Rocket Mortgage. Radio silent. So now I'm upset. I was polite. I said,
voicemail full.
Well, I just said, hey, no, that's Tony Parker.
You got that a lot this week.
Yeah. Radio silent. I'm just like, hey, you know, second chance here. Can you help me out? Can you clean up the mess in aisle five? We all like to have smooth and easy days, but unfortunately one gets through the five hole. This one got through the five hole. Let's clean nothing. So I'm like, all right, now I'm upset. All right. Jamie calls me again. Hey, I'm still waiting. I'm like, okay, now I figured it was done. I hadn't heard from Jamie. Jamie calls me. So I go to the media relations department, and I cut and paste it, and I send in a request to the media relations department. Hey, I've got a show in I have a show on WGN. Here's the link. I am also a mortgage professional. This listener, client, mutual listener, client of ours and yours. It's been waiting since July for a $5,000 check. This isn't normal. Can you fix it? Radio silent. Last week, I sent another one this week. Now I'm getting hot. Right,
so I was going to. I have the right number.
I got the right number. So I was going to come on today and tee him up and drive him about 500 yards. I swear to God, Jamie on the way down here calls me and says, "And what did you say, Jamie? I totally forgot about it. I was going to drill him today." And Jamie, what did you say?
Well, my tax bill came, and then I heard from Ashley from Rocket Mortgage, and she said that, yes, we have your check. We are going to overnight it, and you should get it the next day.
Miraculously.
And came home from work, and there was the envelope on the front porch.
Nice.
Intervention. Because you know how many times Rocket sends overnight packages to our listeners if they don't have to? Never.
Right.
So thank you to Rocket. Appreciate the horrible communication. from a guy who just was trying to help out a listener who happened to be our client. I would have done it if Jamie wasn't one of our borrowers, because it's not the way you treat people. So miraculously, an overnight check, a check for almost five G's, shows up on her front porch.
How many people do you think that's happening to?
Oh, my God.
Not even raising an eyebrow at it. I'm just never going
to
get that
one. You are a pimple on a buffalo's tuchus to these people.
Yeah.
They don't give a crap about you. Right? You got Jamie here. I guarantee you, Jamie's one of hundreds, if not thousands, if not tens of thousands of people that have wasted hours of her life trying to get the money that's hers. And you got to call into a radio show here and get me involved, which I love to do, right? That's ridiculous.
Well, Jamie wanted the entertainment value.
Well, yeah. Well, who doesn't?
And hopefully they're listening and they'll call you as well.
Oh, they're listening.
Well, let's invite them on air.
Hey, anybody from Rocket, just like Tony Preckwinkle, pick a chair, right? We got 1, 2, 3, 4. I got 5, 6 chairs there, Tony. Right? Told her to her face. We're going to hear it after the break. Anybody from Rocket wants to come on to talk about what happened and explain, bring it on. That's it. So for everybody out there, Jamie, what would you tell them?
Hey, if you ever need any kind of help, please give David Hochberg a call, because he will go above and beyond to do anything he needs to do to help you out.
There you go. I can't. That's enough said.
And I'm sure David's got a check in the mail to you as well, Jamie.
No, I can't do that. It's kind of illegal. But I'll tell you what. I'm going to send you two, Mr. Floor Cleaning. But I'm going to send you all five of them. All right. So tell Igor to send her the entire set, okay? Jamie, we're going to take care of you. And I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to fix the problem that Rocket Mortgage created.
Yeah, glad things worked out for you, Jamie.
You're awesome. We got to hit a break here.
Yeah.
So have a happy holidays, my friend. Go ahead.
Yes, I think I can get a good night's sleep now. Thank you so much, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, happy holidays. There you go. Hang on. Tony, make sure Igor sends her one of everything. All right, we're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. Here's what frosts me. No, we're not going to go to a break. Here's what lady makes under 5 G's. 50 grand a year. Okay, it's 43. That's $4,166. That's $4,166 gross a month. Okay, and they're holding back almost $5,000 of her escrow money. She's got to spend 6 hours of her life to try to get it back. And I got a fire on them from WGN to get it back. It's disgusting. All right, now we go to break. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call. It takes a full line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Let's review.
You know, if you had to bring in food instead of make your own meals.
Where are you going?
Take the family out because you don't have a functional kitchen. You want me to flowchart this for you?
David, lay on the plane.
We have clearance, Clarence. Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
I'm flying the plane. I don't know what airspace
God,
you're in.
I'm co-pilot.
Picked the wrong week. Quit sniffing glue.
My gosh.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Something about Sarah Leonard that...
You know, she brings Ben does it out such an awesome job with these rejoins. They crack me up, like, literally every 10 minutes.
Let's review. That's my favorite Hochberg quote.
Let's review. Yeah. So here's the deal. If I haven't mentioned, I'm hosting Black Friday. I got a packed show. But I went down to the county board meeting because I'm different than everybody else, Frank. I talk about it, and then I actually act on things that I talk about on the air. So I was so upset over this tax bill that it finally got paid late, that I went down to the county board meeting. I talked about it on the air, and there's a 3-minute open comment section, and I had something to say. So we're going to break out the dateline, okay, because it was like held hostage, and we got a little thing here.
Good morning. My name is David Hochberg. I live in Northbrook, Illinois. Mr. Britton is my commissioner. I've been a mortgage professional for 25 years, host a real estate show on WGN. On Saturdays, I've invited the president to come on. Can't get through to her office. So anytime you would like to come on my show, you're more than welcome. 138 days. It's the number of days the tax bills were mailed late. 138 days. 105 days is the number of days the county couldn't accept a penny of the $8 billion, with a B, of tax revenue, because the tax bills weren't out. $8 billion, 105 days. In the private sector, we'd be out of business. But here, we just keep churning along, jacking up people's real estate taxes.
Come
I called Tyler Technologies, the company that this body gave close to $30 million to in 2015 for software to be delivered in 2018 to comment why the tax bills are still screwed up and the software that we paid for is still not delivered. Got an email saying I should contact the president's office for comment because you rounded up the troops. Called your office, got it, could not leave a message. Couldn't leave a message. Called during the day, called three times. You've got a $20 billion software company traded on the New York Stock Exchange. Can't deliver software that we paid $30 billion for. If I was president, don't shake your head. It's true. They haven't delivered it, or they delivered it, but it's still screwed up. I'm sorry. How, what, if we give them a dollar and it hasn't been delivered, I'd be on that desk blasting them, a publicly traded company.
1 minute.
And I'd be asking them, where's the busloads of programmers being sent to Cook County to fix the screwed up problem? Late 2011, late 2021, 22, 23, 25. Costing homeowners looking to buy homes and refinance tens of millions of dollars in tax indemnifications that nobody gives a crap about.
Come on.
I didn't think I'd have a cheerleading section.
I'm here.
I know you are. I appreciate you. I don't understand what's going on. It continues to happen over and over and over again.
30 seconds.
And we do nothing in this county to hold people accountable. I had a buddy of mine. He owns 15 properties, $3 million. He couldn't write a check to send to you. I'm so glad we're so flush with cash that we have to keep raising real estate taxes on poor people that can't afford to pay them. 117 days until St. Patrick's Day when the Cook County registered voters could vote in a new county president and a new assessor. Have a great day.
That was this past Thursday at the Cook County board meeting.
Well done, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, well stated. And honestly, that lady that was in the background cheering you on, that was the that was awesome.
Well, she had comments prior to me blasting Commissioner Britton because she had some challenges with her mother's house and just she went off, right? So I looked like the calm one after she was there and she sat behind me and she was like, yeah, baby,
that
amen.
Happened in your life.
Right? I was like, hallelujah. I thought I was at a church revival, okay? I mean, she's like pumping me on. I'm blowing wind in my sails. I'm like, yeah, baby, all right, let's go. So, okay, here's the deal. I'm not going to sit around and complain like everybody else. My taxes are too high. I'm going right at them. I don't care. I'm going right at them. I'm going to be at the next board meeting, then the board meeting after that, the board meeting after that. And I'm going to talk right to her face because she doesn't have the stones to come into here. I walked back and forth, 0.8 miles. It was a very nice walk. It was a little misty. I had a coffee over at Panera. Okay, there's a Panera over there. I had a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich before. I called in to Bob's show from the fifth floor over there. It was a very productive morning. And then, right, she's looking at me as she's chewing something, right? Very respectful. It's like, you know, she's eating something. And she cut me off because I made a mistake. I admit my mistake. I accidentally said, we gave him $30 billion the second time. We gave him $30 million. As if that's okay. Right? And she's perfectly fine giving them $30 million and being rolled.
The part that bothers me the most is these people are the stewards of our money, right? They're supposed to, to your point, it was very aloof. It was only $30
million. It was only $30
million. No.
It wasn't $30 billion. It was $30
million. You know what $30 million can do? You know, to help Hold a lot on. Of these people around?
You know what $8 billion could do?
Yeah.
You know what $8 billion could do if it's paid on time? Not 105 days late. You know what that could do? Not 2021, 2022, 2023, 2025. If you are a president of a publicly traded company or an assessor, a bookkeeper, an accounts receivable, that's basically what it breaks down. You'd be gunned.
And I can tell you,
the day after the money was due.
I'm sure your companies are the same way. I rely on a software system to keep everything straight and organized. And if that isn't working, I'm on the phone screaming. When's it going to be up and running? Because we're shutting down.
Cook County is one of the largest counties in the United States. 5.2 million people. I called over there. I sent an email. You have to contact the president's office. Benny called over there three times. We got the same message. Mailbox full, can't leave a message. She's making over 200 G's a year. I don't know why I'm talking like that comedian, Maliscalco, whatever his name. I don't know why I'm talking
Sebastian.
Like him. Sebastian. Yeah. I don't know why I'm talking like him, but it's like a comedy scene here, right? You go in there and they're just like, hum-da, 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 hum-da. You'd get fired. Frank, $8 billion. I'm talking like Sebastian Maliscalco. I don't know why, but you're talking $8 billion. I mean,
not doing a lot to retain.
Here, hold on. Really? If your CFO, forget if it's $80,000.
Right.
Okay, take your company.
Yeah, I worry about far less money.
It's a lot less zeros, but it still implies to your company.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm not in Cook County, so I'm enjoying the show. But I moved away. I think what are we doing to retain our residents and not push it? We're pushing.
They
out.
Work for us.
Yeah.
I'm their customer.
Yeah.
They don't give a crap. 115 days, 19% of the voters voted.
Got to get the number.
You got to get the numbers up, and you. I will remind everybody: 115 days until we could vote this clown show. Tony Preckwinkle and Fritz Kagi back in the malls spinning pretzels. Nothing against the people spinning pretzels, okay? But they're not qualified to do the jobs they got. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. This is Home Show Chicago at 720 WGN. Throwing it over to Ron Brown in the newsroom.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We got a lot of questions here about the showers and everything else. And one question was, Frank, about the a tankless water heater will solve that problem, but you brought up the point.
You still got to run the water lines. The big expense of it is whether you go to tankless or you add in, you do a dual tank system. Or,
you still got the drain.
And you still got to run power. You still got to run increased lines from wherever that's located,
sure,
which is usually on the lower level, to where you have the bathroom, which is usually up on the upper level,
mm-hmm,
which means you're going through walls, you're opening up ceilings, you're opening up floors, and all that's got to be repaired when you're done.
All right. 312, you want to add anything?
Well, I just think that his point was you don't know really what you need in your home. So the shiny picture and that introductory price may not be for you.
Sure.
That's it.
Okay. Yeah. But buyer beware. That's why you call the experts on the show. You get a true blue evaluation in your best interest. 312-981-7200. 815 texts in at 457. Question for both of you. Could you ask the experts the following question? I have a very old shower, okay? And the base is concrete. Is that normal, first of all? For an old shower, because now it's more like fiberglass?
Yeah, most of it.
A lot of acrylic and fiberglass out there.
Okay, so the base of this very old shower, of this texture, is concrete, and I think it is broken. Can I just have that part replaced for now, or do I need an entire shower, throw it to the panel?
Yeah, so if you're going to replace that, right, you have to go up the wall at least 6 inches, if not a foot, to be able to cut out the tile around it and get that pan out. And then, typically speaking, on the older showers, you start knocking out a foot, at, 6 inches a foot of tile, and the whole thing's going to start crumbling down. But at that point, you're looking at replacing the whole thing. But actually, David and Miracle Method have a better solution.
Yeah, this is right in our wheelhouse here to save money over the cost of replacement, not having to chip that thing out. I mean, we're talking mini. Jeremy would talk about the mini chipper, which is a jackhammer.
Sure,
and it is painful. It's a painful process. So we have multiple ways to solve that problem, and it would also include updating the color, doing a couple different things that you can, and it avoids dealing with the tile or retiling. But we could also resurface that too if you wanted to kind of spruce up the whole thing.
Yeah, when you go out and do that, wouldn't you, like, especially on an older one, like, really suggest doing the resealing the whole thing and redoing the whole top to bottom?
Yeah, it's a nice. So the technicians are highly trained and very capable of repairing this situation. And when you go up, when you do choose to refinish the tile wall as well, you have the benefit of really caulk-free system here, where the acrylic and resin coatings that we're using will seal everything up and you're not having to deal with that anymore either. So no cleaning the silicone and the grout and all this stuff.
That's worth it by
itself. So it's and the terrazzo, they are definitely common. Terrazzo, concrete, these kind of things. And so absolutely, please give us a call.
So just to recap, you can...
Let's review.
So you can repair the cracked concrete before you epoxy over it.
Yes. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Same as he does with fiberglass or acrylic tubs, right? You go in there and you actually fix the crack, and it doesn't matter what that looks like, because then David
will go tell you
with
what.
The color.
And if it's right too far gone, we're going to share that. I mean, we're not going to sell you something we can't fix and guarantee. And then we talk about different options.
So if you have to go in there, taking this texter's example, you have a cracked concrete, right? You go in there and you repair the concrete. How long does that take? You know, until the concrete, do you have a fast acting concrete? If there's any such, like I know what I'm talking about, which I don't, but is there a fast drying concrete?
There's a handful of ways to deal with it, depending on how bad the cracking is, where it is, and you know, how close is it to the drain? What are we going to do to take care of it? But I mean, in a lot of cases, a day and a half of work, and you're back in there on day three.
And you can handle all of that.
We can handle it all.
Phone number for you.
Yeah, 630-832-2250.
And yours, Frank, your phone number?
630-616-6249.
Want to talk commercial applications for your products.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled up in front of the Northbrook Fire Department to drop my water bottles off, which I do. And there is a Miracle Method truck right outside the fire station. And this guy's got hoses going in. And I'm like, hey, man, what's up? He goes, Team Hochberg, are you that guy on the radio on Dave Haas's show? I go, yeah.
Dave Haas's show. Yeah, that's awesome.
He goes, are you on my boss's show? I go, yeah, it's Dave's show. Yeah, he invites me on every Saturday to host it. And he only comes on six times a year. But yeah, I'm the guy on Dave Haas's show. You did something so at the Northbrook Fire Department.
Something that you love, saving taxpayers' money.
Right. So can you explain what you did? Because I was not aware of the application that you did was available, and I'm sure others that have commercial space would be interested in learning about.
I mean, take us to work with you, because if you have similar challenges in all these spaces where there's restrooms, kitchens, these kind of things, good tile, old tile, new tile, nice tile. If you don't want to replace it, we can repair and we refinish it. And this is the case where we've done this at the Northbrook Fire Station and others around Chicagoland, where we're just saving a boatload by resurfacing that tile, floor, walls, showers, you know, all of the above, and then reducing the downtime, which mm-hmm. is, I think, is very important for our fire protection
responders. Sure.
And we like to keep them doing what they do best and not waiting around for, you know, the shower to be redone and this kind of thing. So same application as we would do in your home. And it's another testament to the durability of what we do, because we're in hotels, hospitals, fire stations, locker rooms, you know, all these things. So why wouldn't it work in your home? Of course, right?
So on something like that, you get there at 8 o'clock in the morning, let's say, right? Your guy pulls up. He gets there. He unloads everything. I think it was a bathroom, right? A shower.
They're locker room showers.
Okay. Yeah. So he gets in there. Does the entire facility, right? Does what needs to be done, resurface whatever needs to be resurfaced. And how soon after could those firefighters and the EMTs use that bathroom? Is it 4 hours? Do they have to wait 24 hours and figure out another place to do their, you know, cleaning up? If they came back from a fire, they're going to be all schmutzed up and they want to wash off. So all of that has to be taken into consideration, obviously, with first responders. How long is that bathroom out of commission?
Yeah, in most cases, we're in a job to something like that Northbrook station was a 2 day job, and they're back in there by the third day, maybe the fourth day. Depends on how big of the how big a job it is.
Do you like split something like that in half where they can use the second half sooner, or like, you know, first half that you did apply?
A lot of times what we'll do in a situation like this or in a public space is we'll work on the women's side first or the men's side first. We'll do one at a time. Gotcha. And then the folks in the facility, they'll just all use the same restroom for that two days, and then they'll use the other one for 2 days, and then they're all back to normal by you know, the end of the week.
I think I found the reason why I broke into Sebastian Maliscano.
Easy enough for you to
What is it?
I think Maniscalco.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. I've got it here. Hey, do you guys know the guy? What's his name?
I know what the connection is. I know where you're going.
Maniscalco. He's very funny. I love the guy. I saw him at the UC. A texter texted him. We're going to get to it in a minute. And it Remember I told you something happened to me on the train?
Uh-huh.
And I didn't realize until I got off the train? I think this texter from Wisconsin has got it all figured out. After the break, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPost call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. We'll be right back.
I was out at a restaurant. You heard me talking about my radio show. It comes up to me. He's like, you have a radio show.
Do you know who I am?
I'm like, yeah. He's like, I don't believe you.
People know me.
And then his wife looks at me. She's like,
really? I'm very happy for you.
Why do you have a radio show? I go, because I'm very talented.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
I'm surprised they didn't look at you and say, like, yes, it makes sense. Perfect. Yeah, you have a look perfect physique for radio. Yeah.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. I don't know if I mentioned it. During the show I'm hosting for Bob on Black Friday. I'm just throwing it out there.
David, you are really your own biggest fan.
Yeah. Yes. Let's Get Legal coming up next with the real broadcaster, John Hansen. We had a texter call in. I think I know why I'm off, and I couldn't
did
say.
Did the texter call? Or?
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah. This explains it. Sebastian Maniscalco.
You even wrote it Maniscalco down in phonetics. I couldn't get it right. That's
Sebastian
awesome.
Maniscalco. This is why. The texter hit it on the head. Go ahead. The texter from Wisconsin.
Oh, gosh. Hi, David. Love you. Love the show, even though my circadian rhythm is getting screwed up by the show being broadcast under the cloak of darkness.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah. So I get on the train. I get on the Swift, the Skokie Swift and Skokie, obviously, to take it down here because you got the Festival of Lights going on with Bugs Bunny and
looking good.
And Mickey Mouse. The entire city shut down. So I'm like, I'm not driving into this mess. I'm taking the train. So I get on the train, right? So I'm sitting there minding my own business. Then I get off the train, and I reach down to pull my pants up because I'm losing weight. And my pants always fall down. And I reach over to make sure my zipper's down. It was down the entire trip. People are, like, looking at me. I'm like, what are you looking at? My zipper's down the entire trip.
It's like, hey, everybody likes me.
I think – I don't know what's going on. I don't know. I must have went to the bathroom and not zipped it back up. I don't know. It's a circadian rhythm. It's totally off. Yeah, yeah. That explains everything.
That explains everything wrong with
thank you, Northwestern football. Screwing up my circadian rhythm. Is that what it's called? Circadian? Yeah. Circadian. Yeah, that thing.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, we got a couple minutes left in the show. Thanks for listening. We're back to our regularly scheduled program. Dave Haas is coming back next weekend.
Yeah.
The day after I host for Bob on Black Friday, in case I haven't mentioned
it. And it will be at normal time.
It'll be normal time, 10 to 1. We're back to normal. So, Dave, take us out.
Well, thank you so much for the time today, and thanks to the listeners for making themselves available on the different showtime. We're looking forward to help you out, especially in the holidays here, and just saving money over the cost of replacement and looking for options. I think you're at the right time to shop around and plan ahead and save some money.
Phone number?
Is 630-832-2250, and we're at miraclemethod.com/WGN.
Where's your warehouse? It's your warehouse and shop.
Showroom, garage, shop.
Yeah.
Is in Villa Park, and it's a great showroom. If you're on the fence and you haven't heard about refinishing up until this point, come visit me, have a cup of coffee, and see the things that we can do there. I think you'll be really impressed.
And if you're a realtor and a remodeler, stop by.
Yeah, we have plenty of general contractors. We work with realtors. Folks, I think that you have expertise all over the place, and you have a great show here to listen to. And the resources that you have and come visit me in Villa Park.
Yeah, and I have to say, because I even came out and saw David's showroom because I didn't 100% understand how it worked and how it fit. Awesome showroom. I mean, when I walked out of there, complete understanding, totally comfortable. Send anybody to David; they'll get he can get it done. But
thanks.
It's an impressive showroom.
Let's talk about more of that next week when you're on when I'm hosting your show next Saturday. talk about the work you do with builders and realtors and investors.
Yes.
Okay, Dave. Dave.
Frank. He did it.
Right. Yes. I did it. I almost made it through not screwing up your name.
Yes. Yes. So 7 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Well done.
Go ahead.
No, I think David hit it right. You know, this time of year you're going to see different stuff with your family and all that. But take the time and shop around. You know, get options, get opinions, talk to your doctors, talk to multiple contractors. Give me a call. Give David a call. Give MegaPros a call. You know, we all have three different angles on how to get that same thing done for you. So use your options. Get, and don't get ripped off. There's a lot of predators out there, people. Make sure you're getting multiple quotes on everything that you're doing.
And the warranty that you offer as opposed to the taillight warranty, can you explain what a taillight warranty is?
Taillight warranty is when they drive away from your house, you're never going to hear from them again.
Once the taillights are gone, and once you can't see the taillights, that lifetime warranty is out the door.
And we offer a true lifetime warranty. That's what we're in business for. We're in business to help you stay in your home as long as you want to stay there. So whenever you do work with Access, we're going to stick with you as long as you're in your house.
Phone number and website for our listeners.
You can reach out to us at www.allaboutaccess.com or 630-616-6249.
And thank you for allowing us to refinance your home.
Oh, yeah. It actually was a really pleasant experience. Well, again.
It's not like it's a shock. Like, well, oh, my God.
Know,
yeah,
sometimes
actually,
you wonder, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I could say firsthand experience, you have a good team.
I appreciate that. They're outstanding. All right. We're going to get out of here real quick. But just like you guys said, three calls this week, lenders quoting our borrowers rates in the fives.
Yeah.
I want to let everybody know.
Yeah.
The rates aren't in the fives.
Oh, and please give a PSA about that block list thing. That what a godsend that was. I called up David. I'm like, I just said I'm going to do a refi with you. Now my phone's blowing up. I mean, people calling me left and right going, hey, I can give you a better rate than Hochberg. How do you even know what I'm doing?
Trigger leads. Everybody that we do a loan with, I'm like, I'm going to send you two emails. One email is going to be instructions on how to register for the national do not call list. It takes 10 seconds, 15 seconds tops.
It was fast.
Because if you don't, your phone's going to blow up for 30 straight days, 24 hours a day, with lenders all over the United States soliciting you because the credit agencies still sell your information out. We don't.
Blew my mind.
Okay, so we do that. So I just want to put a public service announcement in there. We could get you into the fives. It's going to cost you tens of thousands of dollars in discount points to get you into the fives. And when you do the math, 9.9 times out of 10, guys, the math doesn't math, and it doesn't make any sense. We got to get out of here. John Hanna. Thank you guys for schlepping down.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks for Iridian for stopping by our control booth and completely distracting our guys, our executive producer and producer. That's great. We should have been off the air 7 minutes ago. But Iridian's in there showing them. She broke out the Hoka, and all I see is smoke coming out of the bottom of the door in the other room. All right, we're going to get out of here. Thanks for listening, everybody. Let's get legal with the extremely talented John Hanson. We're going to send John Hanson on the road with the Blackhawks because when he's not with them, they get blown out. Well, okay, there was a rough night last night.
Rough, yeah.
But when John's at the United Center, he just lights it up and they score goals left and right. All right, Let's Get Legal's coming up next with John Hanson. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you on Friday morning and next Saturday. Thanks for listening.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts, Frank Wasilewski from Access, and David Haas from Miracle Method. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.